Now, Sinn Féin Deputy Violet Ann Wynne has written to the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly, calling on him to engage in issues that have been impacting the workers and residents of St Joseph's Hospital in Ennis. A HICWA report released in May revealed that there was non-compliance with multiple standard management and care practices in the hospital during an inspection that took place over 2 days in March of this year. The report from the Health Watchdog found that a number of residents at St Joseph's nursing home in Ennis went a period of months in which they were not allowed to have a shower as a result of decisions taken to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The HICWA report outlines how residents told its inspectors that while there was much to praise about the centre, they were not allowed to have showers as a result of the outbreak in the event where they would require assistance. However, both SIP2 and the INMO have since issued a joint statement following the publication of the report, which we'll get to in a little while. And Deputy Wynne has also asked Minister Donnelly to intervene on a separate issue whereby around 20 of the healthcare staff at the hospital are still not receiving their pay upgrade that was due in September of 2019. And on the line to speak to me about this is Sinn Féin TD from Kilrush, Violet Ann Wynne. Violet Ann, you're very welcome to the show.
Hi, Ellen. Congratulations on your new position and thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for those kind words. Violet Ann, you have put pen to paper and written to Stephen Donnelly about this. We know the HICWA report from May on those inspection dates on March 10th and 11th last found some issues. What exactly were you raising with Minister Donnelly in relation to that?
Well, I suppose I was focusing on the pay dispute that has been ongoing now for a number of years with the in relation to the 20 support workers there at St Joseph's who would be impacted by that pay dispute. And, you know, they had gone through the Labour Court and there was various recommendations from that Labour Court. And those 20 specific workers have not, I suppose, you know, had their pay increases that were due to them that they were entitled to, and that they had, I suppose, worked hard for. You know, during COVID in particular, they faced, you know, in incomprehensible, I suppose, situations whereby they, you know, had to just mull through and get by as best as they could during the height of the COVID pandemic. And we know that, you know, there was outbreaks in St. Joseph's, so I can imagine that, you know, that was a great difficult time for all of the staff members and workers, but to be working in that environment and under those circumstances and knowing still that your pay, you know, hasn't been increased as was expected, as was negotiated and was agreed, you know, is hugely disappointing. And I think it's completely unacceptable that these staff members endured such an environment during a pandemic as well at the same time. So I suppose I was really raising that issue with the Minister for Health in particular, and I felt that there was it was warranted as well. I know that a few constituents had reached out to me and had mentioned this issue and said, you know, it wasn't good enough. They made the point that they are dealing with extreme circumstances in the hospital environment at this point in time, and for the last like number of months now, we're into this pandemic over 15 months now at this point in time. So, you know, they have endured great hardship, and you know, to have their pay increases that they were entitled to and that was agreed, you know, is the least that they were expecting.
Yeah, as you mentioned, a difficult decision for that. 20 is quite a significant number of staff to be waiting on this pay upgrade for over a year and a half, and particularly when people have their own individual circumstances with bills and mortgages to pay and so on.
And that's it. You know, I think, you know, if anything, COVID has brought with it a huge amount of adaptations that as society we've had to undertake, and that has been difficult in its own right. But, you know, to be engaged in that kind of frontline work during a pandemic and at the same time trying to keep your household going, you know, the words can't describe, I suppose, how difficult that actually is. And I know that for 20, as you said, that is a significant number. And it is, I mean, that would hugely impact, I suppose, you know, your work environment, just to know that you aren't being, I suppose, you're not receiving the pay that you rightfully deserve and what they were entitled to. And the fact that this has gone on for a number of years as well, I mean, you know, this isn't something that has just cropped up or anything, or any shape or form. It's been there in the background, I suppose, for the last number of years. And that's why I had to go to the Labour Court in the first instance. And that's why, I suppose, suppose the Labour Court did make the recommendations in which it did around that job evaluation scheme. And so increases were due to commence in September 2019. But for these 20 staff members, they haven't received their pay increases. And, you know, it's outrageous, to say the least. And, you know, that's why I wanted to raise it specifically with the Minister for Health, for him to intervene on the matter and to resolve this issue for these particular workers, and you know, to do it in a timely fashion.
Violet Ann, what kind of response has your correspondence with the Health Minister received so far, if it has received any?
None so far at this point in time. I know that the reason why, I suppose, I printed off the representation and submitted it into the pigeonhole of Minister Stephen Donnelly was because I am aware of the cyber attack on the HSE files, and, you know, this has made, I suppose, making representations to the Minister and to the HSE in general quite difficult, and to even get responses to them as well. I suppose we've been asked to, you know, limit whatever representations we are sending, and if at all possible not to send any, but I just felt that this was an issue that needed prompt action, and therefore I decided, you know, to submit it into his pigeonhole, where I know there are no issues with I suppose the cyber attack. It can't impact on what he receives in the post, so that was my rationality behind that, and I am hoping to hear from him as soon as possible on this very issue, because I suppose, you know, these workers, as I said, they have endured great hardship, and, you know, I think every one of us, especially in Clare, appreciate the work that they have done, and under the circumstances in which they have conducted their work, and you know, feel it's about time that, you know, they receive the pay that they are entitled to.
The HICWA report, Violet Ann, from May, which related to the inspection over 2 days on March 10th and 11th last, raised the issue of a number of residents who said that they weren't allowed to have showers as a result of the outbreak in the event where they would require assistance, which seemed to be one of the decisions taken to mitigate the spread of COVID. After talks with inspectors, management, nursing management at St. Joseph's took immediate action on day two of the inspection on March 11th. All residents that chose to have a shower were facilitated. There were one or two other issues, gaps in staff training, a need for improvements in governance and management to ensure safe delivery of services, and also a decision to move residents back into a unit when construction works weren't completed. HICWA said showed a lack of a risk assessment of exposure to dust and noise and didn't provide a calm and safe environment for residents. But it's important to stress that overall, the HICWA report said that evidence of high standards of care were identified, that residents told inspectors that there was much to praise about the centre, and also, you mentioned the staff there and that they've endured great hardship. The staff in general also have a contrasting view on the report, and are, you know, they seem for the most part happy there and haven't been overly happy with the way it's been portrayed in the media.
Absolutely, you know, and that has been, I suppose, expressed to myself as well. And I think what's really important when it comes to issues like this is the narrative that is put out there into the media. And, you know, I think it's unfortunate that, you know, the very negative finding from the report, I suppose, is what one and all focused on, when there was an awful lot of praise in the report for the level of care, and also in respect of the staff members themselves. So, I mean, there is, you know, a situation where you have, I suppose, the HSE who have apologised, you have the Chief Medical Officer who have apologised for those, I suppose, stark findings that, you know, came through in the most recent report. But there is, I suppose, SIFTU and INMO, they've come out also saying that, you know, they don't, I suppose, see the negativity in the report as being the defining factor here. They commend the staff members for the work that they have been doing, and for the level of care that has been provided. So there isn't, I suppose, a huge amount of consensus here, but I think, you know, what is important and what is the takeaway here is that, I suppose, you know, the apologies have been made, and I suppose intervention was instigated once the issue, you know, was discovered, and I suppose, you know, measures were put in place to address that as soon as possible. But at the same time, I suppose it is important to highlight the good work that has been done and the positives that were in the report also.
And can I ask you about, you mentioned SIP2 and the INMO, and they have issued a joint statement following the publication of the report, which says union members in the Ennis Hospital branded political and media commentary alleging that patients' care needs were unmet as inaccurate during a COVID outbreak in the hospital. There were some restrictions on movement in accordance with infection prevention and control, but the INMO and SIP2 members report that all care needs were met to a very high standard. Separately from that, HICWA has said it doesn't ever make any comment on individual homes apart from what's contained in their recent inspection report, and they always let that speak for itself. What do you make of SIP2 and the INMO stepping in there and making that statement?
Well, obviously, they felt the need to do so, and I think they're well within their rights to be able to make those comments, and I do think that it was important as well, just because I do think the narrative was getting stretched a little bit, as in it was being directed on that one negative finding that was in the report rather than the positivities that were also highlighted within the report as well. And I think they just wanted to ensure that this didn't negatively reflect on the good work and the hard work being done by the staff there in the hospital in particular. And I suppose when some negative information like that does make it to the news, sometimes that can be the focus of commentary. And I for one would not have wanted to be perceived in that way, as in I would apologise if any of my comments, I suppose, at the time had been perceived as being critical of any of the staff workers there or any of the work that they have been conducting over this length of time now. And instead, I wanted to raise it with the minister that they should rightfully receive the payments that they were entitled to. And that's where my representation was meant to focus anyway. I would ensure going forward that anyone in the media is careful in how they approach this issue.
And you have written to Stephen Donnelly about all that and the issue relating to the pay upgrade that hasn't been received by around 20 staff. You haven't heard back from me yet, but perhaps if and when Stephen Donnelly does respond to you on that, we might have you on again and assess his response and where we're at with those two particular issues.
Absolutely, that'd be no problem at all. I'll let you know as soon as I hear from him.
Perfect stuff. Thank you very much for joining me on the show today. That's Kilrush Sinn Féin TD Deputy Violet Anne Wynn speaking about St Joseph's Hospital and that recent HICWA report, and I suppose SIP2 and the INMO refuting the public report in a joint statement.